take to run a federal library these days? You could look to the Barr Memorial Library at Fort Knox or the small medical library right here at Walter Reed in Bethesda. Both are winners of this year's FedLink Awards. FedLink is the Federal Library and Information Network, part of the Library of Congress, and Blaine Desi is the Acting Executive Director. He joins us now. Good morning, Blaine.
Good morning.
So, first of all, I'm just curious, what does it take to run a federal library in this day and age?
Well, it takes a variety of skills. First of all, it helps if you're grounded in the principles and practices of good librarianship. But as we all know, that's changing. So obviously, you need to be familiar with several disciplines concerning the people that you're serving. You need to be familiar with technology because that's changing rapidly. It helps if you know something about management, budget, human resources, etc. So you have to be a fairly well-rounded individual to do it well.
But you also, it seems like you also have to be a specialist, right? I mean, do federal librarians usually move from agency to agency, library to library, or do they stay put?
You see both patterns in play. You'll see some librarians who are very subject specific. And in fact, the trend there is to call them embedded librarians because they have expertise not only in managing a library, but they also have their own credentials in that particular discipline. Those people you tend to see staying with one organization. Other librarians are more generalist in nature and can move from agency to agency. For example, I'm now at the Library of Congress, but prior to this, I was at the Department of Justice, and prior to that, the Department of Education.
And we know if you just look at your local community that when budgets are tight, libraries are hit hard. What has the toll been on federal libraries for the past couple of years of really tight budgets?
Well, what we've seen is what's happening throughout libraries. Generally, we are looking at either flat budgets or actually decreasing budgets. I would say that most libraries have been somewhat successful in maintaining their collections, the materials that they acquire in print and electronically. Where I think we've seen the biggest damage in federal libraries is in loss of staff. Positions are simply not being filled when vacancies occur. I'm not aware of any librarians being put out of a job, but I know that many positions are going unfilled, and that's a cost savings measure.
And are there new librarians coming out of colleges and universities? I mean, is this a field that they want to go into?
Well, I think it is, and in fact, there are about between 50 and 60 accredited schools in the United States, and that accreditation is offered by the American Library Association. The two that we have here in the Washington area are the University of Maryland and Catholic University of America. So there are quite a few graduates, but increasingly they are focusing much more on new technologies and new ways of delivering information. So it's not your same old librarians.
No, and certainly these winners that we'll get to in just a minute are not the same old librarian that many of us grew up with. Tell me a little bit about how you chose these out of all of the federal libraries, both here in the United States and overseas.
Well, we hold a competition. You know, we estimate that there are well over 1,000 federal libraries around the world. No one seems to know that it's that large of a group, but it is. And so each year for the past 17 years, we've been holding a competition, and organizations or individuals can either nominate themselves or be nominated by someone else. So it's a very open process. Those applications are then reviewed by a panel that's appointed, a disinterested panel, and we make 4 awards.
So a competition, what's the criteria?
The competition is to see what sorts of new services are being provided, what sort of evaluation and assessments are done, how successful is that person or that organization, do we see them making progress, do we see them offering innovative services, do we see them making innovations that we don't see elsewhere.
We're speaking with Blaine Desi. He's the acting executive director of the Federal Library and Information Network. Now, let's get to some of this year's winners. The Large Library of the Year is the Barr Memorial Library at Fort Knox in Kentucky. Now, this is kind of interesting because your description of it reads a bit like our community libraries. They do a lot of community events as well as, you know, having the books and the databases and things there for their audience.
That's true. And in fact, many libraries in the military function as a type of a public library because they serve the entire base or the entire military installation. So they really do function just like you might imagine a D.C. public library or a Montgomery County library. And I think people are surprised to learn that about federal libraries, that they really do reach out to their public and do many of the same types of programs and services for military personnel and their families.
And having been on a few military bases, I was actually surprised that they could even pull off an Authors at Your Library program because of all the sort of hoops and security precautions you have to go through to get on a base.
Well, it's true. A lot of these librarians are pretty ingenious, and they know that programming is important. They know they have to provide services or programs that are going to attract people to use that library. And so they, of course, working through their chains of command, they make the case, they demonstrate the value, and they receive permission to do it. So it's very interesting.
And why did this library at Fort Knox stand out to you among all the military libraries that also serve as those community focal points?
I think, well, they won in the large category because, of course, they are, by federal standards, a large library. I mean, they have a number of staff. You can see that they serve almost 200,000 patrons over the course of a year. So by any standard, that's a large library. It's the fact that they really are pushing the new technology. They're trying to engage their users in a very active way. Now, most libraries do that, but this particular library, the Barr Memorial Library, does it very successfully. And so we see them as sort of a role model for others.
And I want to turn from them to the small library of the year, the Darnall Medical Library here at Walter Reed in Bethesda. You spoke earlier about one of the pieces of criteria being measurement of success. Tell me a little bit about how this library proved its success at Walter Reed.
Well, one of the things that they've done that's very, very interesting is they've established the clinical librarian program, which means they have a librarian who, as I said, knows library and information science, but also is very well trained in specific medical disciplines. And so they embedded this librarian into the inpatient internal medicine and pediatric teams. And so what this meant is that the librarian actually worked side by side with the physicians and the nurses to obtain information and provide the best kind of advice for the medical professionals. This is a new approach in that rather than a librarian being in a library per se, the librarian is actually out where those other professionals are and is really working as part of a team. He or she is the information professional on that team, and it's his or her job to make sure that those professionals have the latest and best information at their disposal.
That's really fascinating because, you know, you think of a library as a place that you have to take the time to go to, and you're going to have to take time to do some of your research on your own, even if somebody's helping you. Here's a case at Walter Reed of the librarian basically going to the people.
That's exactly right. And you know, two things are interesting about that. One, of course, is that our sense of time has speeded up. You know, people need information now. They don't need it tomorrow, or they don't need it in 2 days. So as librarians, we're always trying to shrink that time frame so that if you need it, you have it at the point of need. And of course, having new technology, especially mobile technology, greatly assists that.
Blaine Desi is the Acting Executive Director of the Federal Library and Information Network. Blaine, thanks so much for joining us.
Well, thank you very much. And please, if you're an employee of the federal government, use your library.